This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora e homa, nau mai, haere mai, ko Hannah Tokuingwa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Now, today I'm pleased to be journeying into what I call the beyond section of That's The Ticket. Manaya and Nico from Morrinsville Theatre are here to talk about their upcoming production of musical Spies Are Forever, which is coming to the Morrinsville Little Theatre on the 29th of May and running through to the 6th of June. Kia ora team, welcome to TTT.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. How are we doing?
Yeah, it's good to be here, I'm excited.
you're excited? Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. It's not often that I get people from Morrinsville journeying all the way here to Free FM to have a chat, but I mean, you guys are busy out there, eh?
Yeah, pretty busy.
There's always something going on. And Spies Are Forever, that one's coming up quick. I guess I always like to start this kind of bit of the show where I like to ask people, like, what is the show? When is the show? Where is the show? Like, how's the show feeling today? That kind of thing. But, I mean, I've touched on the when. So you're opening on the 29th of May, running to the 6th of June, Morrinsville Little Theatre. So I feel like you guys can help me with the what. Like, tell me a little bit about the show. It's up to you guys how spoilery you get on this one.
Ooh, okay. Well, Spies Are Forever kind of follows a suave yet arrogant character, Agent Kurt Megger.
Okay.
And after a tragedy 4 years ago, he is just thrust all of a sudden back into the spy world and has to try and complete a mission to defeat enemies. And alongside a Russian spy named Tatiana, they do their best to save the world once again.
Great. Chaos ensued in a fun musical way.
Beautiful little song and number every now and then.
Oh, great. We love to see it. I mean, technically we love to hear it, but I guess we do love to see it because, correct me if I'm wrong, Manaya, but are you the choreographer for this one?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so everyone look out for this choreo. And I guess, Nico, who are you playing?
I am playing Owen Carver, who is Kurt's previous partner who tragically passes away to a freak accident.
Okay.
Very sad. Yeah. And then I also play a few other characters. One, Richard Big. He's a kind of like American cowboy kind of vibe. He's really cool. And then I also play a news reporter called Vanga Borstit. He is incredibly flamboyant and it's hilarious to watch.
Okay, so there's a bit going on there.
Yeah.
One role was enough there, Nico?
Nope. Well, I thought I was only going for one role, then I ended up having three.
A little bit of everything.
Okay, I feel like three is a bit of a recurring theme with you because this is your third show, right?
Yes, it is.
So look, I'm bringing the off-air chat onto the show because this is how I do it. But okay, so this is your third show. Have you done previous shows out at Morrinsville Little Theatre?
So my first ever show was in high school with Hamilton and Girls. It was conjoined production called Mamma Mia.
So, oh, Mamma Mia, yeah. Let's go. Who were you in Mamma Mia?
I was the ensemble. That was my first ever casted role.
What really a cool way to start, man.
Oh, it was a great show. Loved it.
I love that. Okay. And then talk me through the second show.
The second show was Moana Jr.,
which
was held at
Rivoli Theatre. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Rivoli Theatre. It was a really good show.
And who were you playing in that?
Ensemble again.
Yeah. Okay, and then now we're on to Spies Are Forever. Three very different shows, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Variety is okay. What I went for.
Bro's got range, eh?
Absolutely.
Far out. Okay, and so, yeah, we've gone through your roles in the show. Manaya, you're the choreographer. Little bit to do?
Oh, I expected it to be a little bit. And then once I watched the show for the first time, I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a big one.
Okay.
Because there's numbers that are quite small that I've turned into quite big with all these little dance movements that I've created.
Yeah.
And I've got these guys running ragged.
Great.
I'll do one number and they're like, can we have a break, please?
And I'm not like, gonna happen.
Keep going.
Okay, Nico, you feeling gig fit after doing all the comedy?
Yeah, seeing the fitness is picking up. Got a lot of movement in these numbers.
Yeah.
But it's looking good anyway, so long as it looks good, yeah. We can deal with it.
Okay, and is this your first time doing choreo for a musical, Manaya?
It's my second time doing it, but this is the first time I've led the choreography.
Right.
My first one was Moana Junior, where I was co-choreographer with someone else.
Great, okay. Again, sis has got range.
Yeah.
Great, okay. And then I guess looking at the rest of the team, I'm not going to get you to name names because that's stressful and you forget someone and it's a whole thing. But can you name your director?
Yes, her name is Jamie and she is amazing. Okay. She has this big brain. And it's just working 100 miles per hour. She's like, this and this. And it's amazing.
Very smart.
Can you name your musical director or vocal director?
Also, Jamie.
Are you serious?
Yep.
She's double.
Whoa. Okay, so you've got a creative team of two.
Yep. And surprisingly, we were both worried at the start when it was just like, okay, it's going to be just the two of us.
Oh, my goodness.
But gosh, have we made it work.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Have you guys worked together before?
We have, but not in like a theatre sense. I used to work at a party entertainment called Rainbow Kids, and she was my trainer.
Oh, bless.
And
okay.
It was so fun.
Great. And now you're on to bigger and bolder.
Bigger
things.
And bolder.
Far out. Okay. I mean, break a leg team. Amazing.
So excited.
I can't believe that. Only two of you. And then I guess looking at the cast, obviously Nico's in the cast, but there's more than just you, right?
Yeah. We have our Kurt is, his name's Cordell. He was also in Moana Junior with us. He was actually Maui. So, yeah, we were close friends and we just kind of continued through into Spies.
Yeah.
Where we both got kind of like side by side main roles. It was really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
And then I guess how like big is the cast? Ballpark numbers, how many people are we dealing with?
Eight?
Yeah.
Eight. Oh, yeah. She's quite wee.
Mm.
It's only small.
Oh, crikey.
But they're a powerful group of people.
This explains why you're playing so many parts, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone probably except obviously Cordell because he is just the main. Everyone's got a little bit, quite a few characters to play.
Yeah.
And they all have such a variety and it's amazing.
Jinkies. Okay. Far out. And how long have you guys been working on this one?
Ooh, since March.
Okay. Jeez, they grow up fast, eh?
Mm. Yeah, it's going pretty well.
Yeah.
We're doing really well, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And a cheeky radio show host question, which you're welcome to decline, but, you know, I got to ask, but how are we feeling? Like, are we ready to get this one in front of a crowd? Are we looking forward to it? Oh, you were right out the gate. I like
you straight away.
I am pretty confident. I'm so ready to show this to the crowds. It's really, it's exciting because this is obviously my first time being a main role, and I'm just excited to show it and show it, like to be able to show everyone else's talents who's in the cast. It's really cool. We all enjoy each other's company and we work really well together. So I think everyone gets to see a part of that. So yeah.
Oh, that's great to hear. And I mean, this is the thing, especially because there's like, you know, it's musical comedy, right? And in the rehearsal room, do you find that because, you know, it's mostly all the same people in the room every time you're rehearsing that not the jokes get old, but everyone gets used to the jokes and you bring someone new in and then people start like reacting to it and you're like, oh, that's right, I'm in a comedy.
Yeah. There's been moments where we've started adding more of like the behind the scenes team and they'll find something new that's funny that we haven't even found. And we're like, oh, I didn't expect that to be funny. But I guess it is for others. And it's so cool.
And I feel like that's kind of the exciting thing with this one is every audience is going to be different. And everyone, like you're saying, Manai, is like everyone finds different things funny. And so, it's probably going to be hard for you guys on stage. I don't know if you guys use the term corpsing. It's where, like, other people make you laugh, like, when you're in character. Is that something that you guys have to battle with a bit?
Yeah. I, for one, have had to deal with that from our crew because when I die, I'm facing directly towards the crowd and they're trying to get me ready
to laugh.
Stone cold.
Oh, yes. Wow.
So me and Jamie try and find ways to make a lot of the cast laugh now so that once the audience hits, they're not going to laugh.
Okay, I'm glad you kind of explained that because out the gate I was like, rude. But no, that's smart. Okay. Yeah, whose idea was that? That's a good shout.
There's so many times in the show where one of the cast members will say something, especially one of the cast members, Peter. Mm. He's got quite a fun character, and he'll say things, and everyone's just laughing.
Yeah.
But we're like, no, you can't laugh. You've all got to stay in the moment just a little longer. But it's fun.
Got a lot of funny characters.
Yeah. Oh, great. And so you guys have been working on this one since March, and as you've like mentioned, it's quite a small team. And is it safe to say, I don't know if you guys use this term, but theatre whano? Yeah. Like you work on a show and you're just like connected to these people. Are the like vibes on point?
Yeah. Like our cast is such a vibe. Even the crew, we all just vibe together. We're all pretty much a big whano at this point.
Yeah. And because you mentioned that you'd worked with Cornell before, but are there other people in the show who you'd worked with, or is it a bit of a mix?
I've worked with only Cordell and Manaya.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Cordell. I said Cornell. Aroha mai, Cordell.
It's all right.
Yeah. He might be listening. You know, we gotta say it correct here on That's the Ticket. And I guess, Manaya, soon your time is going to be up and you're just going to, well, it's never really over, is it?
Yeah, kind of always thrust into the next thing pretty much.
Yeah. But like for this one, like once the show's on, are you involved in any capacity or are you just enjoying that audience perspective?
I'm kind of enjoying that audience perspective now.
Yeah.
Because I've done plenty of shows in my day. But being in this new role of being behind the scenes and watching all these new people coming into these roles, I'm starting to enjoy just watching the new generation take the stage.
Man. And do you think you're going to find it hard not to make notes?
Yeah. I'm someone who's like, wait, you're not doing what I said. Let me just write down real quickly, even though the show's about to finish.
Yeah. I mean, fair. It's a process. I mean, I'm talking about it like I know it. I just talk to a lot of people here on That's the Ticket in your role and in your role, actually. It's not often I get people on the show who have a role like me where I don't do shows, I just get to go watch them and then talk to people about them. That'd be like a weird scenario interviewing like a version of myself. Ooh. But I mean, that's a joke for another time. But I've got some music that you sent through from the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so the song's called Pay Attention. Do you get to sing this one?
I am a background character in this song, but we do get to sing it with the main person who is singing the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a lovely Harry. They play, the character's called Barb, a scientist who is so funny, but always gets unfortunately rejected by our main Kurt.
Okay.
And the song is basically when they are trying to get his attention the whole number, giving off different items throughout the science lab. It's such a fun one.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess this one's for Harry then?
Yes.
Would that be a good way to dedicate it? Well, this one's for you, mate. Enjoy.
Yay.
Please do try and pay attention, Mega. I've slaved away all night and day preparing this presentation. To do the deed, I think you'll need these cutting-edge creations. So, please pay attention, for these inventions might mean your salvation. I'll guide you through.
Hey, what's this do?
I need a vacation. First on a list is a clever twist on a watch, but made greater with a flick of the wrist. You get the gist, this watch becomes a laser. And look, my dear, with this pen here, see anything out of place?
No.
Well, press this here and pull this here, it's raised acid in your face.
Cool.
Careful, Mega. And I think you could use this pair of shoes. It just might save your life. Just click your heels and you'll reveal.
Ah.
A knife and what you need, oh, to succeed, oh, is this new tuxedo.
No.
It's waterproof, it's fireproof, and even improves libido.
Really?
No. I do what I do, so you can do what you do. And while you're saving the world, who do you think will be saving you? Ooh, oh, you think I'm crazy, but based on what I see, you must pay attention, attention. Of your focus, the stick of gum chewed becomes a dangerous explosive. Or what passes as some glasses also takes a picture. Or what passes as a flask is actually holding liquor.
I'm off it.
Here we have a simple thing.
How do you work this part?
Squeeze the ring, release the spring. Pew! poisoned a heart, this hearing aid.
What did you say?
With this you won't hear better. Just listen and you'll know it won.
What? I'm paying attention.
Yes, it's a lie detector.
We do what we do so you can do what you do. And while you're saving the world, who do you think will be saving you?
Kane.
It's actually a gun.
And that umbrella?
As a matter of fact, a gun.
Candlestick.
It's a gun.
Coffee cup.
It's a gun.
Apple.
Gun.
Paperclip.
Gun.
Razor and shaving cream. I know what it is. It's a gun.
No, Daniel Boone. That's to shave that awful beard. You look homeless.
Hey, this is a great beard, right?
We do what we do so you can do what you do.
And while you're saving the world.
Quite a bit going on in that one. Again, shout out to Harry, because I'm assuming that you're not just standing there singing in that song.
Definitely not.
But I get what you mean. Like, out the gate, quite an energetic number. Would I be safe in assuming that the rest of the show kind of follows that vibe?
That's very dependent on
the
moment.
Yeah, it goes up and down, I believe.
Yeah.
From what I usually see, it goes from super energetic and to quite smooth, quiet, back to energetic straight after.
Okay. Great.
It's ups and downs.
We love it. We love it. I'm sure it's got ups and downs just like the plot. And so if you're just joining us, welcome to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney. I've got Manaya and Nico from Morrinsville Theatre's upcoming production of Spies of Forever in for a chat today. Spies of Forever is coming to a Morrinsville little theatre near you, opening on the 29th of May, running until the 6th of June. And I do want to flag that you've got a bit of a content warning on this one. So the show is not suitable for younger audiences and contains swear words and heavy innuendo. And I want to be cheeky and be like what? Don't swear. No, I'm kidding. But while we were on that song break, I had a thought, and I often ask people this question when I have musicals in on That's the Ticket, because we were just listening to a song from the show. I want to ask you guys, do you have a favourite song in the show? And Nico, if you want to split it, it doesn't have to be one that you sing, or if you want to do one that you sing and one that you don't, like, that's okay. But hit me with your faves.
My first favourite is one that I do sing as Vanga Borschtit, who is a news reporter and radio personality. He sings a song called We Love the Prince.
Okay.
It is an incredibly flamboyant show, and it's a very flamboyant scene, and it's very funny, and I love singing it.
Okay, great.
A lot of vibey energy with the whole cast in it. Kind of just talks about the Prussian prince at the time. And I'm a big fan of him.
Okay.
Whilst everyone else in the cast is not really much of a fan of the prince.
Okay, we love the passion.
I'm the number one supporter of that prince.
Great. And I guess sub-question off this is because often when people work on musicals, right, you're just listening and singing the songs over and over and over again. And I'm going to guess, based on your answer to that question, that you still love the show. Yes. Like, you're not sick of the songs yet?
Cause no.
It gets to a point, and I don't know if you've found where you finish a show, like, when you're in it, you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm obsessed with this music. And then it finishes, and you're like, nah, I need to put this down for, like, 2 years and then listen to it.
I think I'll have a massive grieving period of missing the show.
Okay.
So I'll listen to the album until I get sick of it.
Okay, respect it, respect it. Manaya, obviously you're the choreographer and you're not on stage, so you don't get to sing a song, but you're still allowed a favourite, sis. Do you have one?
I do. My favourite is probably One More Shot.
Okay.
And that one is sung between Kurt, obviously played by Cordell.
Yeah.
Tatiana, played by Lisa.
Mm.
The Informant, which is played by Bianca, and then Barb, who is played by Harry.
Yeah.
And basically, these four are getting ready to take on the battle all together, and they're basically having one more shot.
Okay.
So a good old drink all together. And it was a fun one to choreograph, and
yeah,
it's such a fun one just to listen to because there's so much energy, and it just keeps rising and rising, and you just can't help but have a boogie along on the side.
Okay, well-reasoned. And this album is on Spotify or wherever you get your music, listeners. And actually, another sub-question. It's weird. I don't know why I keep, like, announcing that I'm going to ask a question because, like, my literal job here is to ask you guys questions. But what are you guys' thoughts on, like, if I'm coming to see the show, would you recommend I listen to it before I go or just go in blind and, like,
ooh,
live it in the moment, you know?
All right. So,
in my opinion, I'd probably go in blind.
Okay.
With knowing how the show goes now, I would probably have gone in blind too instead of listening to the music first.
Okay. I would go in with an open mind, just, and also knowing that it is a more of a kind of darkish humour.
Yeah,
of a
yeah.
So go in with an open mind with that. And, yeah, trying to just go in blind.
And actually, another question. Oh, I'm doing it again. No, another question. Yeah, I am allowed. Thank you.
It's okay.
Another question for you, Nico. But as a performer, I assume that you listened to the album, you've mentioned that.
Yeah.
Do you find it hard not to base your own performance off how you hear other people sing it?
It is something I did struggle with in the first, like, couple of rehearsals. I was like, oh, they're singing like this. And then I was like, oh, some of the lyrics change. So it's harder to focus in the lyrics that I know from listening to what I'm reading. But I have gotten better at it, and I've kind of developed my own, like, way of how people can perceive the character. So it's not just always going to be how the original was like, and it's got our own flair to it. I think that's applied for all the rest of the cast members.
So, great. Yeah. And then another question that I like to ask when I have actors in the studio is line learning. No, but, like, do we have any methods?
An hour a day at school during study period.
Okay. No, that's good. I had someone on last week who was like, I just learn my lines when I'm in the rehearsal.
Mm.
I respected the honesty.
That's honest.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
No, what's yours?
I usually, like, read them. Like, say I've got one scene, I read all my lines in the scene, and then I get someone to read the opposite and just look away and be like, okay, da 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 da. And if I miss one word, I'm like, nope, go back, do it again.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's good when you've got mates to help you learn. But then I think, again, it was last week, I had someone, when I asked the line learning question, and they're like, I'll get someone to help me, but not the really good jokes because I don't want to spoil the jokes for them.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I guess that's nice, but that's adding another level of, like, complexity to the process.
Yeah, because, like, I tend to try and practice my lines alone so I don't spoil anything for anybody.
Yeah.
And I find it better because I can just sit with the lines constantly repeated in my head and I can just remember them. And even if I don't have them fully, I'll just make sure I know the start and then the finish and kind of get what's in the middle-ish.
Yeah.
But so long as it starts the same and finishes the same.
Yeah, because you want everyone's cues to be, easy breezy.
Yeah, for it to flow altogether.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. Sometimes, historically, I've had people doing, like, specific highlighting methods, like different colours. I had someone who would, like, write them all backwards.
Oh.
And that's a new one.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. When you get to 262 episodes old, you learn new things on the weekly. And I even had once, I can't remember what episode it was, well over 100, someone came in with a photographic memory.
Wow.
Yeah. Little unicorn in the studio. It was great.
I wish I had that track.
Yeah. I mean, and actually, another thing is with musicals, because you've done, this is your third musical, yeah, right? And it might even be worse for you when you're doing choreo. But how long does the show stay in your head after you've finished it? So like Moana or Mamma Mia, like, do you still have it? Like, do you reckon if someone's like, okay, go do this number, you've still got it?
I reckon I remember at least one of my choreos from Mamma Mia. I would like to say I know more than five at Moana Junior.
Yeah.
But yeah, they kind of slowly fade out of your memory.
And you've still got the songs as well?
Oh, yeah, I still have the songs.
Yeah. Because I get a mix with that one as well, where people are like, I'm always going to have it, or I'm always going to have like this monologue or something. And I guess, Manai, with choreography, do you reckon you've always got the moves? They're just always inside?
Yeah. There's like, with last year when I did In the Heights, I still could probably do majority of the numbers because it's just, for me, dancing stays in my head for ages.
Yeah.
So I could just be like, yep, I could do it. Tell me now and I'll go do a dance.
Okay, great. Yeah. That's going to come useful for the remainder of the show, I think, you know, because it's a very visual medium right now.
Yeah.
And I think with this one, it'll probably stick around because it's funny. So yeah. Dances seem to stay in my head as well. Just something like, oh yeah, this was a funny one to do. Let's do that song.
Can you give me an example of like sad choreo?
There's one number I'm not going to spoil, so you're going to have to see the show, where the sad choreo is more like connection with like people, their eyes. So they have to be real close to each other and then walk away, come back to each other and walk away. Very dramatic.
There's a little bit of choreo happening in the studio and I respect it to the highest degree, sis.
You are so welcome.
No, I mean, you'd be surprised. This is the thing. It's a very honest space here on That's the Ticket, and everyone always is aware of like the way they talk and how they move their hands, and instead of just keeping a secret, I always just bring it up, and I don't know why I do that, but you guys are welcome. And I do want to ask, and I know that Spies Are Forever is like the main focus at the moment, but does anyone have any other creative projects on the books for after this?
Whilst it isn't in theatre, I am currently kind of locking in on Super 8 Kapahaka that's coming up next week, Wednesday. I perform for my school, Hamilton Boys. And then we also have the Nationals Kapahaka Comp in Rotorua in the 30th of June.
Okay.
Which is for Te Mauri Awhiritoi, which I'm a part of. But we're prepping for it. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, cool. How's it going?
Going pretty good. We've kind of got a most, like, pretty solid bracket. It's really good. I love it. It's enjoyable putting in the work, putting in the effort.
Nice. And,
getting that done.
Okay, well, break a leg. And by break a leg, I can say it here because we're in a, you know, radio studio. You say break a leg instead of good luck because it's bad luck to say good luck in the theatre. I'm not threatening my guests. I feel like I always have to explain that because people are listening and they're like, bro's come on your show and is like having a chat. Why are you telling him to break his legs? Manaya, anything on the book, sis?
Not for the rest of this year, but next year I have booked a show, but I'm not allowed to disclose it just yet.
Oh, come on, it's just us.
Exciting.
Ooh, it's really exciting, and it's a well-known show. Let's go with that. It's well-known.
Oh, okay.
It'll be very loved when it comes to.
Gosh, all right. I'll take what I can get, guys. I'll take what I can get. But now I'm going to break for a rather important segment here on That's the Ticket. You guys may or may not be familiar with this one, but it's time for what we call Rick's Pick. And so how this works is I have an Uncle Rick, and he's a great listener of music, great listener of radio, has listened to every episode of That's the Ticket. And when I started the show almost 6 years ago now, he was like, hey, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like. And every week you can pick a song from the list and we'll play Rick's Pick. Oh. And every week I do. It's great because it makes my job easier. It means I don't have to pick my own song. So it's like you brought a song in, Uncle Rick's brought a song in, like it's chill. Oh.
Yeah.
And nobody asked, but as like the show's been getting on in the years, I decided to try and pick songs that relate to the people I'm talking to or what we're talking about. And sometimes I get a bit Englishy, say, with it, like it's a very loose, like, symbolic link. today, this one's kind of classic. I feel like it's fitting because, you know, the show that we've been discussing is Spies Are Forever. And so I've gone for a classic song from a spy film. It's Shirley Bassey, Diamonds Are Forever, James Bond.
Oh, my goodness. No.
And I before I hit play, I do actually need to apologise to Uncle Rick because I've kind of broken the unofficial rule, which is I'm replaying Rick's pick. I have played this one on That's the Ticket before, but I feel like it's been a good couple of years, so it's okay, Uncle Rick.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not here, so you can't stop me from hitting play. But as always, Uncle Rick, I appreciate your picks, and I hope you enjoy this one. Here's Diamonds Are Forever.
Diamonds are forever, they are all I need to please me. They can stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night, I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever, stroke it and undress it. I can see every part, nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie to me.
That was Diamonds Are Forever, and I haven't got diamonds in the studio, but I have got Spies Who Are Forever.
Yeah,
that works better in my head, but I appreciate the support team for that joke. I mean, you are diamonds in that, you know, you're real gems and like coming in and having a chat when your show is fast approaching. We're ready, though. We're excited.
Very.
Like, you're speaking on behalf of the entire cast, so, you know. We'll take that.
We're excited. We promise.
We promise. But we've kind of already touched on your kind of performance background, Nico, in that this is your third show. You've also got some Kapa Haka events coming up soon, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, very, very excited for those.
And then I guess, Manaya, I feel like now's the time I ask a bit more about what I like to call your creative history. You were in The Heights?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I was just in the ensemble.
Okay. Everyone needs to stop saying just the ensemble, because it's not like when you're in the ensemble, you're like not doing anything. You're pretty much on stage the whole time. Yeah. But what else, where else will people know you from?
Honestly, probably mainly the Rivoli stage. I've been doing shows there since I was probably 12.
Great.
So I did Hairspray as well a few years back.
Nice.
I did Beauty and the Beast Junior, pretty much. Annie Junior.
Oh, wow.
I Aladdin Junior.
You OGS.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah.
Is this your first one in Morrinsville?
This is my very first one in Morrinsville.
Oh, baby's first Morrinsville.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. And is it always exclusively musical theatre?
Yeah, it's always been just musical theatre because I love to dance.
Yeah.
And do a little bit of singing every now and then.
Oh, okay. For the right show, we'll get the pipes out.
Always got to have the feeling for the right show. I'm like, does this one feel like I'm a nice show? Okay, yeah.
Okay. I love that. Listeners, take that. And then before you audition, be like, does this feel like a Manaya show? Even though you aren't Manaya, I feel
still
like...
Still take the feeling.
Yeah. It's a good method. And I guess, Nico, like, how do we feel about plays? Obviously, we've done musicals to date. Would you ever give it a crack?
So going into musical theatre, like the world of musical theatre, I was... always kind of brought up with sport rather than performing.
Yeah.
Heck, I didn't even do Kapahaka until I was like year 10, 11. Mm. So all this musical theatre world is really new to me, and just the performing side of the world is extremely new. So when I got into it, I was like, wow. I really enjoy this. So I'm going to do my best and just see how it goes. And as I kept involving myself into shows and just performances, I found a love for it that I didn't know I had, which is really cool.
And where are we with sport?
I'm still playing rugby.
Oh, great. What position?
Usually like 8 prop.
Nice.
And I found myself this year trialing everywhere. I don't know why, but I got trialed at a lot of different positions this year.
Okay, nice.
But yeah, I've mainly sat around 8 and prop.
Okay. We respect it. And I guess, geez, you're quite a busy being, aren't you? If we got Kapahaka, we got rugby, and we got the odd musical now and then. How's the calendar management going?
Not too bad. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I can kind of keep on top of everything. Just a little exhausted by the end of the week.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I mean, you keep coming back, so.
Yeah. Well, if I keep myself busy, find myself in a place where I enjoy... I feel better about myself, so yeah.
Oh, that's nice. We respect that. And I guess, Manaya, now that you kind of obviously you choreographed this one and this is your first time being like big dog in that space, would you be keen to do it again?
I would love to do it again.
Please.
Yeah.
I just always, when I was in shows, I always kind of admired the choreographer for each one, just of all their different styles. And now being in that position, I now take it not only to introduce my style into the show, but also to make sure the dancers feel that they can have a piece of their self in the dancers as well. Like, I remember when I choreographed one of the dancers in the show, I was like, oh, do you guys want to add anything of, like, your character or of your self into this number?
Yeah.
Do give me something and I'll work with it.
Wow. Okay. And I guess what was, putting you on the spot now, but, like, what was the biggest learning that you've had so far?
Or probably that it's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Trial and error.
And that no matter what, the cast is going to be supportive of what they get given.
Yeah.
I think my biggest worry was that, oh, what if the cast actually don't like what they're dancing with?
Nah, they're too focused on trying to learn it, man.
Yeah. Which what I've learned just recently.
And guess what? Big dog choreographer. You make the rules, not the cast.
Yeah. Yeah. But I've always thought with shows to always be at least kind to the cast.
Yeah.
Because you always are like making sure that they're enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
Even if the dance's really hard, it's like, okay, do you guys actually need like a moment to breathe?
Yes.
Like, do you want they want a snack?
Yeah. Make sure everyone's hydrated. Yeah. That's advice that gets kind of shared often on this one. And I guess because it's a bit of like the term that gets kind of thrown around is like triple threat. Because it's like, especially in musicals, you're an actor, you're a singer, and you're a dancer.
Mm.
If we had to save one discipline from a burning building, what are we going to save? I know what you're going to pick, Manaya.
No.
Like, if you had to pick, you can only dance, you can only act, and you can only sing. What are you going to save?
I would like to keep my singing.
Okay. Yep.
I'll save dancing.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And I'll save being an audience member. Cool.
Perfect.
Nice. Sweet. We have an accord. Everyone's shaking hands right now.
Beautiful.
It's great.
Everyone,
yeah.
Everyone agrees?
Yeah.
Agree.
Sweet. Okay. We can probably close the meeting now.
Oh, sweet.
But
no acting.
So I've already kind of asked you guys if you've got anything else coming up on the books. And Manaya, for now, is free for the year. We'll see how long that lasts.
No, no.
This is the thing with the theatre community, eh?
No, yes. Surprise, Bob.
As soon as you're like, oh, yeah, free, all of a sudden, hey, can you come? Damn, I'm not free anymore.
Yeah. And then, you know, we got Kapa Haka, we got the rugby season.
Yeah.
It's all go. Do you do any, have you done any, like, school productions?
I did do Mamma Mia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
2-3 years ago.
Have you got another one coming up this year?
I did not audition for that because I auditioned for Spies. Which
okay.
I was still happy about.
Yeah.
Really happy about that. I actually kind of forgot what our school one was. It's a girls' high pick. So oh, okay. We kind of didn't know.
Oh, do you guys like alternate?
Yeah. So last year was boys' high, which I was actually absent for.
Okay.
And then this year's girls' high again.
Okay, sweet. Well, keep your eyes peeled for next year, unless you finish next year or
I
not.
Have my last year this year, so
oh
I will not
gosh.
Be back, but I will 100% go back and watch some of the juniors that I've kind of helped out with their performing side.
Oh,
so I'll
that's
be going
lovely.
Back to keep in touch with them.
Great. Okay, well, my last kind of segment is where I talk about some of the upcoming events in the, like, creative community. So you guys can just have a chill. If something comes to mind and you want to give it a plug or a shout-out, you're welcome to. But here's some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa in, well, and beyond in the not-so-distant future. In case you haven't heard, Spies of Forever is running at Morrinsville Little Theatre from the 29th of May to the 6th of June. Mm. You've got 7:30pm shows and a 1:30pm matinee on select Saturdays and Sundays. So more info and tickets at iTicket. Question, have you got any two show days?
Is that closing?
Closing.
Is that the final
day?
Okay. Yeah, and...
In the night show.
In the night show, yeah.
Mm, right. Break a leg. And then over at Rivoli Theatre, Hamilton Musical Theatre has got Avenue Q running right now until the 30th of May, 7:30pm shows and a 1:30pm matinee on the 23rd. More info on tickets at iTicket. Over at Clarence Street Theatre, they've got Indian Ink In with Balloon Dog on the 21st and 22nd of May. More info on tickets at ticketek.co.nz. And then The Meteor has Educating Rita by Willie Russell in from the 11th to the 13th of June with 7:30pm shows and a 2pm matinee on the 13th of June. More info on tickets at themeteor.co.nz. And I just wanted to shout out my dad because he's directing that one.
Oh, cool.
I loved you guys doing your little woos. No, because it wasn't even just for Spies of Forever. There was a little woo for Avenue Q.
Yeah.
Oh, and my class for drama is going to see Balloon Dog as a little bit of a school trip to go. And,
great. Yeah. Have you seen an Indian Ink show before? Because they're really good.
I have not.
Oh, well.
I think I have back when I was in high school when you're 13. Yeah. I don't remember what the show was, but I know they're really good.
They do great stuff, so that's awesome to hear. And then Avenue Q, have you got mates in that show or we're just supportive?
I know the director.
Oh, yeah.
Of it personally, because her and her wife... they helped grow me up from when I was like 12 in the theatre space in Rivoli. They're the ones that keep me there.
Oh, shout out to Mel and Kate.
Yep.
Yeehaw. Yay. All right. Cool. I've got one last question for you two because you've been here on TTT with me, giving me the tea, the gossip, the inside scoop on Spies of Forever. And so my last question is, like, how do you take your tea if you're going to have a tea? And it's okay if you don't drink tea. Safe space to admit that. Do you?
I do.
How do you take it?
Like actual tea?
Yeah. Like if I'm making you a cup of tea, how am I going to make it for you?
Black tea. I just have tea bag filled with water, one sugar, and then milk.
Ooh. Okay. Bag in or bag out?
Bag out.
Okay. Great. Do we have a specific brand of tea that we prefer, or are you just happy with whatever?
I don't mind.
Okay, great. Manaya, do you drink tea?
I don't like tea. I've tried it before.
That's okay.
I can say I've tried it, but it's unfortunately not my cup of tea.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there. Yes. What are we drinking? Are we coffee or are we water?
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
I love a good hot chocolate.
Oh, that's
have the
nice.
Pink marshmallows. Perfect.
I was going to ask if marshmallows are entering the chat. Absolutely. So thank you for clearing that up for everyone. But thanks also just to you two for coming in and having a chat. Like, it's a busy time with the show fast approaching, so I appreciate you coming in. And I wish you and the whole team all the best for the season ahead. And to my lovely listeners out there, you can bet I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But to play us out, I've got a song by Chris Cornell, which is why I kept saying Cornell's name wrong. It's from, it's either Casino Royale or Quantum of Solace, one of the James Bond films. And it's called You Know My Name. I think it's Casino Royale, actually, because, you know, more spy songs.
More spies.
You know, let's just play the entire, like, James Bond song collection, essentially. But I'm going to play us out with that. So enjoy, team, and I'll catch you soon.
You won't like what it is. When the storm arrives, would you be seen with me by the merciless eyes I've deceived? I've seen angels fall from you
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.